T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Live from Texadelphia in Memorial, Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
All right, as we ride through here, on a crazy day, college football took over the world, and we've been knocking it out, especially with the local feel here. But Clint, also, you know, the NFL is always there, and Chris Sims, who is a Texas quarterback, a little time in the NFL, remember him with the Bucks. His dad, Phil Sims, been in this media game, and for a little bit. And his little top 40 quarterback countdown is something that a lot of people look at. A lot of people kind of wait to come out. He does it every year, and it's become bigger and bigger probably each and every year. And he has done his 31 through 40. He always does the breakdown, and he's done 31 through 40. I wonder how many Texans fans believe, do you believe that your quarterback, Davis Mills, is in between that? Like, if you knew Chris Sims was going to do his list, right, you know he goes from 1 to 40, as he does every year, Clint. What area of the list would you think, not knowing what it was, what area of the list, 713-572-4610, you could text into, do you think Davis Mills would be? You think he'd be on it, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I pegged this one damn near spot on, show. I thought it'd be between 32 and 34. Like I thought 32, because there's only 32 starters in the league.
Yeah.
There's a couple of backups that you can say, and we can all agree are better at this point in time and have shown more than Davis Mills. But I thought that number, I think it's fair. I mean, I thought that number somewhere in that range.
32, 34 is where you'd have thought.
Yeah.
All right. 40, Drew Lock, who's with Seattle. 39, rookie Kenny Pickett, who has not taken a snap yet, is in the top 40. 38, Teddy Bridgewater. I didn't even know he's with the Dolphins, but he's with Miami as a backup. Gardner Minshew, 37, with the Eagles. 36, Tyrod Taylor, who is a backup with the Giants. And number 35, Davis Mills. That's where he landed. You said 32 to 34. He is just outside of that. He's at 35, Davis Mills. 34, Tyler Huntley, with the Ravens, who took over for Lamar there, and they lost all their games. But he actually played.
He played pretty well.
It wasn't completely him. It was a lot of the injuries they had. He's right in front of him at 34. He's a backup in the league. Geno Smith, between him and Drew Lock, one of them are backups. He's at 33. Sam Darnold, the ghost seer in Carolina, he's at 32. And then Trey Lance, who was the third overall pick last year with the Niners, he's at 31, and hell, he may be a backup. We're not sure there, but 35, and I'm wondering around for most folks. Is that where you thought from the text line? 281 had Mills at 40. I go with you. 35 feels fair. That feels fair. And maybe there's some arguments up above. Maybe a couple of them. Maybe you think he's a better throw of the ball than Huntley. Him and Trey Lance played head to head. Trey Lance's team won, but. I remember Trey Lance completely jumping. I remember he had a big play to Deebo Samuel down the field, but he had Deebo Samuel on his team as well. But Davis Mills, 35, that's fair. Okay, if you were thinking 32, 34, Clint, as a guy who has coached quarterbacks, who's played the position, and played it in the NFL, what would be a realistic spot in terms of where you should see growth from him this year? Where would be an area he should land after this year?
Oh, on this list? Yeah, look, I think give him a month into the season, I expect him to climb into the top 32. The way he finished the game, the season last year was impressive. The reason I got him, I would have him in the early to mid 30s right now is because I can't forget how rough it was early, how rough it was in training camp. And so I think the 35 number's fair, but I think the way he ended the season last year, the way that this organization has committed to Davis Mills, I absolutely love it. Never thought it would happen, by the way. Never thought that the organization would commit, and not because Davis Mills is a third round pick and he does, you know, but I never thought the organization in year two of a rebuild would commit to a quarterback the way they've committed to Davis Mills. I commend them for it. I think it's the right thing to do. I think it's the best thing for the organization to do and the quarterback. But the way that they have embraced him and basically built everything around him, to be as good as the organization can in terms of surrounding the quarterback with support, I expect him to improve and be more consistent out of the gate. This isn't quarterback competition. You're only getting half the reps. You're starting the first preseason game.
You're the guy.
You are the guy. You're the starter. They've called you that. That's who you are. You're going to be treated as such. I expect this guy to build on what he did last year, the final month. And if he does that, now he may fall on his face. And if he falls on his face, he falls out of the top 40. We'd never hear about him again. But if he plays well, then I expect him to be in the top 32 by week four.
Top 32. Yeah, I mean, that would have to be your expectation. Like, if you believe, especially for many people who believe, like, hey, man, Davis Mills may be the answer.
Yeah.
Well, by the end of this year, it should be unequivocal, any kind of list, that he's inside the top 32.
No question.
Like, then
if he's not inside the top 32, we can go back to our questions the other day about do you draft Bryce Young or do you draft C.J. Stroud? Well, hell yeah, if he's not in the top 32. Yeah, if he's not at least considered a starter in this league.
Like, it should be an argument for anybody.
Correct. Absolutely. Right now, if he doesn't pass up the guys that are ahead of him, because, hell, two of them, maybe three of them aren't starters right now.
Yeah, he should clearly be past everyone but maybe Trey Lance. If Trey Lance plays, then you know, maybe they're in the same area if he plays. But Huntley backup, Geno Smith stop. Sam, come on.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm 100%
with you.
For him
to be your guy, for you to pass up potentially on a C.J. Stroud or any of the other quarterbacks that could be in the first round that could be available to you. And he's got to clearly, there can't be a list where there's an argument. You know what, man? Sam Darnold or Geno Smith, boy, if they had such weapons, I could see them on par with Davis Mills. Now, he needs to completely separate them.
Absolutely. There is zero doubt about it. I mean, that's where Davis is at. I mean, that's what comes with the commitment that the organization has shown to Davis Mills is now, baby, hey, man, all bets are off. There's no margin of error is not the right word, but there's, look, the expectations are for you to take the opportunity. You ended the season well. Now you take this opportunity that the organization is affording you, and if you don't literally spread your wings and fly, if you don't soar, if you don't trend upward, then the Texans need to make other plans. Because Davis Mills can't ask for this organization to do any more for him other than provide more talent down the road. But in terms of putting him in a position to lead, to play the position efficiently, to hopefully have a good run game, I think Lovie's defense will be a little bit better. Like, he's been what's going on around him right now is so much better than what was going on around him last year when he had a little bit of success at the end of the season, that I would expect him to continue and be consistent and trend in the right direction, no question.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see where Chris Sims has other guys. Like, someone texted him, well, where is Zach Wilson? Yeah, on this? He better be coming up soon.
Yeah, he hadn't been called out yet.
Yeah, he better. Yeah, he's not. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, 31. Like, people are saying, where is Tua and where is Zach Wilson on this list? They're probably going to be coming up soon. They're probably going to be coming up soon on this list. Because, like I said, there's an argument that he's up there with Trey Lance. There's even though they played head to head last year. There's an argument that could be up there. But someone said that's the bar now for him. I'm like, right now, yeah, he's got it.
He's played well in four games.
He's got, yeah, He's really.
I mean,
there's a couple. You can even say halves. Be honest with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, like, I mean yeah. The bar for Davis Mills right now
is to be inside 32. Right now, like yeah, that's a fair.
Absolutely, bar. Get inside 32. Now I'm talking about get inside 32 by first month of the season, by mid season for damn sure, and be trending in the right direction. Continue to be consistent. Look, I mean, if your expectation for Davis Mills is to go out there and blow the NFL apart with Brandon Cooks and Nico Collins and John Metchie, come on, man, and just run it. I mean, it's let's keep things in perspective here. Get better, trend in the right direction. Get primed and ready from a foundation standpoint for Nick Caserio to spend some money next year in free agency.
Yeah. What did Nick Saban do today? Did he screw up? Did he mess up things for college football? We'll discuss.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.